I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast.
Welcome to Soul School Lesson 26. There's no place like home. And today I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story about my childhood. But when I was 7 years old, I watched The Wizard of Oz for the first time, the original Wizard of Oz with Dorothy Gale from Kansas. And we had this TV that was only black and white, and it only got three channels. I grew up pretty poor, and we had a house that we rented, and it was only heated with this really big fireplace. And so sometimes it was very cold there. And one day when I was seven, The Wizard of Oz came on television, and I was scared to death of the witch. And the one thing that really struck me was how much longing filled Dorothy's heart. And as she sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow for the first time, I remember my eyes just filling with tears as her longing kind of settled in my heart, and I felt like that longing made sense to me. And whatever she was longing for, something that she couldn't see or find or get to, it made sense to me too. And I didn't know what that was, and it just struck me. And then as the story goes on, of course she gets whisked away into Oz, this weird and magical place. And all she can think about doing is just getting home, getting back home. And that becomes her quest, and she finds friends along the way, and she just keeps having to deal with this witch who scares the daylights out of her and tries to get her friends and tries to kidnap her and take her dog, and all these horrible things happen, and flying monkeys. How weird are those crazy flying monkeys? And I was super scared. I was kind of sheltered at seven, and that was a terrifying movie for me. And the witch cackling, I was just like hiding behind the couch, just peeking my eyes out once in a while. And then finally at the end, she's there and she has her ruby slippers. And the good witch, which I thought was this really weird thing, that she could have gone home the whole time. And she said, oh, you had the power to go home all along. Just click your heels three times and say, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. And I was so mad at that good witch. Why didn't she just say that in the beginning? Why didn't she just tell her she could go home in the first place? And I remember feeling so disappointed that that good witch had somehow ripped her off. And why didn't she say something and save her all the trouble, save her all the harassment, save her all the trauma of going on this voyage, I mean, this journey to the Emerald City? And she could have spared her this whole thing. And I think as I've gotten older, I've realized that it was important for Dorothy to go on the journey and find all the adventure and make the friends and learn and grow and go through all that, because she eventually finds out that home is available all the time and homecoming is possible all the time, because home is right where you are, and it's always been there, and it's always accessible. And there's some just weird true thing about even The Wizard of Oz. It's somehow embedded in the story that resonates with us all, I think, as we hear the story. And maybe that's why it's still a classic. It was released in 1939, and the book it was based on came out long before that. And there's something about Dorothy's story that hits a chord with a lot of us. And we notice that Dorothy has something true that is part of all our story. If you're wondering where home is and you want to get there, or you feel your longing is so overwhelming and you don't know where home is and it seems off the map, that you realize that you have had the power all along too. And you journey within. And that sounds so counterintuitive in a way. It's in the stillness that we find our center and our peace within. And that's the place of the source of all things, the source of our being. That is a theme for April as part of the Syn Create theme, S-Y-N Create. James Prescott and I have joined forces with anyone who's willing to join forces with us to create something in terms of the source of our being. What and who is the source of our being? You can help us and help create something in terms of this theme, whether it be in terms of a photograph, a poem, a blog post, any kind of creation you'd like. For me, it was this podcast just now. I think the source of our being is within, but also outside of us as well, because the source of our being can be seen in all of creation, all of the seen world, and also all of the unseen world. And we can tap into it once in a while, and we feel that flow. We feel that, and something in our consciousness tries to unpack it later, and we give it all kinds of names. But it's the unnameable thing. And we acknowledge it as wonder sometimes, and we acknowledge it as love sometimes. But it's the unnameable thing. It's the unknown God. And the thing we try to call God, but that escapes being named. And so my challenge to you, as I do sometimes, I give homework for Soul School. My challenge for you is to realize that there is no place like home, and that you have that ability to go there, and to just create a stillness for yourself today, maybe for just 5 minutes, or even if you can't handle that, 1 full minute of stillness, no distractions, push them away. If you can't handle it for 60 seconds of pure stillness, then that is your calling to create a practice of stillness in your life. I know there's an app and it's called Headspace. It helps you create a practice of stillness, and people have found it extremely helpful. I have downloaded the app and I haven't tried it yet, but I have been able to, over the years, cultivate a practice of stillness for myself. It has gotten increasingly hard because of the constant interruptions and distractions of notifications on my computer and my phone. So there will be times when I put my phone on airplane mode in order to come back to stillness. And sometimes I might do something like light a candle or put on some music and try to stay still for the period of time of the song or a period of time that I set aside for myself to come back home, to come back to stillness. And so that's what I challenge you to do. There will be some really good resources in the bonus material. Part 2 will be a video lesson. You can get that at sparkmymuse.com for lesson 26. Or you can go to Patreon, that's patron with an E, patreon.com/sparkmymuse, to get the part 2 of this lesson, which will have a lot of valuable resources and something to walk you through towards stillness in your life. And then you will also be able to sponsor and support the show, which will help so much. Thank you so much for listening today. And remember, there is no place like home. Blessing to you.